Workplace sexism isn't always visible. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Victor Soho, postdoctoral research fellow at the University of Melbourne, discusses how frequent low-intensity events of sexism can be just as harsh as more flagrant events.
Research has shown that individuals often downplay the potential negative impact of the form of workplace sexism that are less intense but more frequent, such as sexist jokes and comments, being ignored during meetings, or missing out on job opportunities and promotions because of being a woman. When people evaluate the potential harm of a stressful event, they seem to consider how intense these experiences appear to be and disregard how frequently they take place. Considering this, we conducted a meta-analysis to evaluate the impact on women's work attitudes and health of high-intensity yet low-frequency sexist events. Think about sexual coercion and unwanted sexual attention versus low-intensity but high-frequency events like sexist jokes and comments and gender-based discrimination. As a baseline, we also evaluated the impact of job stressors such as job overload and role conflict. The meta-analysis was based on 88 studies with 93 independent samples containing around 70,000 working women. Classic meta-analytic methods and meta-analytic PAD analysis showed that the less intense but more frequent sexist jokes and comments and gender-based discrimination were as detrimental, and in some cases more detrimental, to women's occupational well-being than sexual coercion, unwanted sexual attention, and general work stressors. These results indicate that organizations should have zero tolerance for low-intensity sexism, the same way they do for over-harassment. Teaching workers about the harmful nature of low-intensity sexism, not only for women, but for the whole organization and climate, is central. In particular, managers should engage in efforts in this area, given their position of power and responsibility to set the standards of appropriate behavior at work.
That was Victor Soho of the University of Melbourne. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.